This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Ukraine say a major Russian missile attack Monday has killed at least 31 people and injured 154 across the country. One missile struck a large children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, and emergency crews searched the rubble for casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian barrage targeted five Ukrainian cities with more than 40 missiles, hitting apartment buildings and public infrastructure. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in Washington for meetings at the Pentagon ahead of this week's NATO summit, made note of Russia's attack during a meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
I condemn these heinous attacks. At the summit, we'll make decisions to further strengthen our support to Ukraine, and Russia must understand that they're not able to wait those out. They need to sit down and accept a solution where Ukraine prevails as a sovereign, independent nation.
Zelensky Monday called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council in connection with the Russian attack on the Children's Hospital, as did Ecuador and France. Israeli forces advanced deeper into the Gaza Strip's largest city in pursuit of militants who had regrouped there, sending thousands of Palestinians fleeing Monday from an area ravaged in the early weeks of the nine-month-long war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Residents have reported artillery and tank fire, as well as airstrikes. Gaza's health ministry, with limited access to the area, has not immediately reported any casualties. The incursion into Gaza City comes as Israel and Hamas drew closer to bridging gaps in indirect talks over a ceasefire and hostage release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.